This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I knew a writer once who, after a long, years-long studio deal, found out it wasn't going to be renewed. Which, I know, sounds like a euphemism for being fired, but it isn't really. Studios, especially back then, had constantly changing business strategies. I'm tempted to say business models, but the basic model of a studio doesn't really change. Get people to do something in front of a camera that you can sell for more than what you pay them is the enduring business model for pretty much all of Hollywood. But the strategy can shift. A studio may want to spend more money on one-hour action drama writers because there's a big overseas market for those shows, or half-hour comedy writers because suddenly they are syndicating again, or maybe even spend money on no writers at all, which is often a popular option. My friend was on the wrong side of that kind of strategy shift, and so in the nicest possible way, he was told by the president of the studio, which was followed up by a chilling memo from a studio business affairs attorney, that when his current deal was up, he'd be free to pursue other opportunities, including, the studio hoped, opportunities at that actual same studio. You see, they were eager to be in business with him just on a project-by-project basis rather than a whopping multi-year contract relationship. Oh, and they added that he needed to get out of his offices by close of business on the last day. Earlier would be appreciated. So he sat in his office, fuming about the heartlessness and short-sightedness of the studio and not, which would have been more logical, about the changing landscape for television entertainment. He did this for about a month or two, during which time other writers with new deals and new projects would knock gingerly on the door of his office to check out his setup and measure the rooms and hold up paint chips. And a few weeks before his actual last day, he had had it. He told his assistant to start packing up everything. "So, this is it?" his assistant asked. "Yes," the writer replied. The deal's over?" "Yes," the writer replied. "Am I over?" "Yes," the writer replied. See, in all of his sulking and fury and rage at a studio strategy shift and a business affairs lawyer who was really just doing his job, the writer forgot to sit his assistant down and say, "Hey, listen, once this deal is over, I lose the office, the parking space, the free Diet Cokes, and the assistant." And all along, the assistant clearly thought, "You know, I think he's going to take me with him wherever he goes. He'll probably pay me out of pocket for a while." But what the assistant didn't do was ask, because people tend not to ask questions if there's even a small voice inside them telling them they may not like the answer. So the writer felt fired by the studio, and the assistant felt fired by the writer, but the truth is neither one was really fired. It's just that the sunny part of the business they had occupied for so long, warmed by the rays of the sunny money machine, had passed into shade. Both of them felt abused, and actually in the story the assistant should have asked, but the writer really should have been more forthcoming, because that's the nice thing to do, the considerate thing to do, the right thing to do, especially because the assistant, who told me this story a few days ago, is now a powerful development executive at a big cable outfit, and the writer apparently is coming in to pitch to him next week. Talk about a strategy change. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will stay flexible. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.